Simin Tadi Bey Siv Dalit. And both of you Simin Tuvov also. The Machaber Shi Day is like a bit of Ephraim. Lo yomru chatichas v'nas v'nevela el v'vasa b'cholav avalei b'shari surim. Yoyin gizai es chelev shenivu lo b'chaticho v'ein b'shish l'vasa v'nes arach v'yachpish l'macheris ein tzorech al ashishim kidei gizai es chelev v'vasa b'nas chatichas v'chatichas v'yachatichas. Three halachas the Machaber says, first of all, he passes like a bit of Ephraim that we say Hanan only by Vasa b'cholav. We do not say it by Shari Surim. And not only that, the Chatitah Tzeres Liyos Mutaris, by Shari Surim, that means that if you have Shishim Kenegedit, you're allowed to even eat that Chatitah. Now the reason why, the only time we say Hanan is by Basar B'Cholov, the Taz and the Shach bring down from the place, it's already Mahur and places like this, that since each one is Heter Rufnei Asmai, side the Basar, side the Cholov, or Heter Rufnei Asmai, and together create an Iter, that's the only time they say Hanan, because it's Arvus together which is creating the Isra. Masha'inkein, Shamakein, Mitzvah, Isra and Heter. So, Isra, Nivla and Heter is only Kolkamin that it's Nivla inside. Kolkamin that the Isra comes out. You're back to square one. You have Isra together with Heter. Separated, now you have Isra and Heter. Masha'inkein, when you create Isra and Isra, you Isra above the column, then it blinds Isra, and we say Chatechan as Aveli and Yishishim Kenei. The third, if that's the Svara, then there should be no Makom to be Mechalik between Basar B'Cholav Daraisa and Basar B'Cholav Darabanan. Oif B'Cholav. Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets that they soak in milk and fry. The Chura, they should not be Usher, they should be, we should say Hanan also. Not just by Basar B'Cholav, also by Oif B'Cholav. However, the Prechadish is Medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says, we saw this in Simon Tzadi test, when he gave the Mavat HaMitzvah HaTchila, the Beis Yosef brought this down, that by Isra D'Rabbanan, the Beis Yosef brought down from the Rambam, that it's mutter to be Mavato Isra HaTchila. What was the case? The case was, if you had a pot of chicken cooking on the fire, the lashon of the Rambam is ketan. Cholav shenafal lekedera sheish b'vatar oif. V'nasan tam lekedera. Mar b'la vatar oif acher. Ad shivat v'adam. Ad shivat v'atam. V'chein kol kiyitzu b'zeh. Anytime that you have Isra D'Rabbanan, you're mar b'lechatchila. It's not a problem to move vatar oif lechatchila since you already have the tarulis. All you do is be mar b'heter. It's not a problem. Now that is talking about even by vatar b'cholav. Oif b'cholav. Which l'chur, according to the svaro of the Shach and the Taz, that it's heter and heter together creates iser, and Tehanan, the Melech is taken heter by Oif B'Cholav also. Nevertheless, since it's iser D'Rabbanan, this is the Priyu Chodesh of Medayik, vice versa, that by Isuri D'Rabbanan, you cannot say Hanan. It seems to a certain extent that that's what the Mechaber passes, that he brings down that Rambam in Tzadi Ter. But when it gets to Simin, in Simin Tzadi, when it gets to Kechal, which is the udder of the animal, if it was cooked together and afterwards it fell into another pot, the halacha is that your letter, the chal does not become nafas nevela, and you still only need 59, even though it was already cooked once. And the butler and the chal, the butler of the chal and the chal, which is in the chal, turns into iser. Nevertheless, we do not say when it falls into another pot that you need shishim keneged the entire thing. You only need keneged 59, keneged the chalav, if you don't know how much chalav came out. You don't need keneged the entire thing because we don't consider it to be iser of Hanan. Because it's iser d'Rabbanan, like the Rambam says also by chalav. The reason why we need 59 is because of iser d'Rabbanan, not also with the right, so therefore we only need 59. We made the Machaber passing like that also over here. We don't say Hanan by chalav. Vice any time that we have Isra D'Rabbanan, even by Basar B'Cholav, the Mashmoyis of the Mechaber is that we do not paskin, we do not say Hanan. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan goes also. However, the Ramah there is Chaylik, and he says, Yesher, Im Dimnachal Chaticha L'Kedera, Chil L'Kedera She'in Boshishim, V'Nesa Akal, Im Nachal Kach L'Kedera Acheret, Ein Akal Mitzaf Masama, V'Chei Nikr, the Ramah paskin Zlamayis, and not that way. He says that even by Isra D'Rabbanan, Chal, which is the the basar and the chalav and the kal is only into the rabbanim biyachad. Nevertheless, once it's basar once, you say chatich anas nevela and you shishi connect the entire thing. That's in the Taz really speaks it out. There was in Beis Hashem we'll see in Simon Taz with the Tzad Dalek. He says miachshav noyin lano machlekes chadasha bein haramam larazbo. Mashal Yehudkir bepoitim. Nainu lea rambam lea minin afilu bebasar bechalav shemi the rabbanim chatich anas nevela. Even by Basar B'Chalav, the Rambam doesn't hold we say Hanan if it's Derabbanan. Mashain came, the Rajbah holds that, well, if you mash a Pasuk or Mokan, Kirajbah Nimsal is Didan, Zaykan, Mikabin, Ophraim, Rin, Macholi, Tirnas, and Avela, Akilu, Bissa, Derabbanan. However, there are more Paskins that we say, even by Issa, Derabbanan, we say Hanan, not just by Basar B'Chalav. Right, so even by Basar B'Chalav Derabbanan, and you heard Mashmoyt says Shari Tzurim Derabbanan, we also say Hanan. That's how the Prima Gadol was on Maisa, that even Mehetz and Rubo were Mashmer by Basar B'Chalav Derabbanan. Now, what's the halacha by something which is Asar for Chalav? Dainu, Basar B'Chalav became Asar. You had Basar and Chalav that were in his Bashal B'Yachad. And became a chatichas nevela. Now this chatichas nevela falls into another pot. What's the halacha according to the mechaber? So we say over there that it's be'etzem basar b'chalav, and therefore basar b'chalav we say chanan. Or do we say no? Basar b'chalav we say chanan is like the tam of the shad and the tam. Since you have basar heter and chalav heter coming together, they create an iser. But chokam that you already created the iser, and now it's falling into pot. And the third, there's no chiddush of basar b'chalav there that we should say that we shouldn't say chanan. So we should say Hanan. So we saw this in the Simcha, hey, that's already machlokes between the Beit Yosef and the Shas. Beit Yosef, and that seems to be how the Taz goes, that the Rajbah, the Beit Yosef, goes that way, is that Kol Abami Basar B'Chalav Ke Basar B'Chalav Zomi. Anything which comes from Basar B'Chalav has a din as the Chomer Basar B'Chalav. It's not going to be Hanan Daraita, point out the Prima Gadol Mekiv Yehuda there. However, it'll have the Chumrah, even according to the Mechaber, even according to the Sfarim, that do not hold of Hanan B'Shari Surim. Nevertheless, Basar B'Chalav that turns into a Shtik Nevela, that has the Chumrah of Basar B'Chalav, and if it falls into another Pahin, it's Nishishim Kenegadim. Mashenkin the Shach, there's no question that Basar B'Chalav only has the Chumrah of Basar B'Chalav with your Basar coming together with Chalav. But once you turned it into a Shtik Nevela, then it doesn't have the Chumrah anymore. The Prima Gadol brings it down over here. The afilu b'basar b'chalav gufa kol shenetzer pamach aftu have a kishari tzurim midlay nato nevela mechama. Especially that once, at least the way the Shach is understanding, that it's really not done again because it's only the shittas of Beit Yosef. The Shach is the same shot according to the mechaber, but the Beit Yosef alein holds that we say basar b'chalav, even we say chanan even by basar b'chalav. Once it was turned into basar b'chalav. So it's the Shach being chenek on the. According to the Shach, Tavi Tavi Pasma like the Rambal, that we say Hanan Afilu B'Sharim Tzurim. There's not much of a difference. It's only according to the Mechaber that holds Dafka by Basar B'Chalav, on that the Shach says, that's Dafka by Basar B'Chalav before it turns into Isser. Once it turns into Isser, it's the din of Shari Tzurim. Beit Yosef, like we said, holds not that way.
Why would it not be though?
There could be two reasons. Either because it's the Gzeira of the Basar B'Chalav, which is west of the Basar B'Chalav, or because when you cook Basar, Basar comes out and Chalav comes out. So wherever it's going to be, you're going to have a new standard of Basar B'Chalav together. It's the Kura Svara. Ish La'ayin must be that.
Yeah,
it would be what? The Mechaber continues. Anybody Mechaber says that all the people chaticha atzma chazeres yis mitzeres b'shari surim. We don't say chanan mechaticha chazeres mitzeres. And they came and point out that the mechaber pasul is not that way. And that's how we pasul lemaisa that that chaticha always blood zister. We'll handle that as soon as we get to kuvav beizoshin. The Rambo is chaylik on the mechaber. V'yishem and amir b'chol yisurim chaticha atzma veilo v'chin amir kposhut vein l'shem. V'dafko in meister dovid b'chaticha zeter oy shechaticha kulo chutz l'reizer. But if it's with Delta Mibli, with Delta Bogos, then we have a link between the Re and Rashi. So, the Ramah says that the only time we say Hanan is when it's totally outside or by Isser Dovik. Now, when you get to Isser Dovik, the Tazan Maram is a little bit this, more in the Prima Gaudim. The Makor of the Din of Isser Dovik is really in Simen Ayin Beit. When you get to somebody that does Malicha on an entire chicken, and you forgot to take the heart out first. So the shayla is, do you need shishim if you have shishim in the, you cook the chicken afterwards inside of a pot. Did the entire chicken become usr because of the lave? If you don't have shishim, can I get it? Or do we say that it's, we don't say chanan, and since you have shishim lemaisa inside of the kedera when you're being vashel, it's not a problem. The lesson of the Torah is Yeshirim Shim Halei Bavit Ba'oif Shekulei Nata Nevela V'Tarach Shishim Kenegin Kol Ha'oif. And he says Belayna here, and that's the way that the Mechaber passes to Menayim Beis Ein Oif Shalei Yeh Ba'i Shishim Kenegin Liboi U'mutar Afilu Hu Dovak Ba'oif. Even if it's Dovak, there's not a problem. And the Ramah says V'ein Oif Shalei V'leka Ba'i Shishim Negin Alei V'Dovak Yeshirim Nechatiha Nata Nevela V'inim Tamach V'kedeir Negin Kol Ha'oif V'chein Ra'egin. The Ramah passes over there represent that there are those that are Machar from Yeh Itza Dovak, that you need shishim keneged the chaticha, which is dovuk to that iser. What's the reason we have a chomer of iser dovuk? And it's Kalim bring down, and Taz really brings down one of the reasons over here. It's one of two reasons. Either because you have to be choshish that the piece which is dovuk to the iser is memar levoyim. It means most of the time goes, at least the Falah Prophet at the beginning, starts off by passing through that piece, and then it's a splash to the rest of the Kedera. So Mamela, that piece became, got a big portion of Isser before it was a splash to the rest of the Kedera. It was ready not to Mamela. Once it's not to Mamela, it flies Isser. The second reason that's brought down is because you have to be choshish, since it's Isser Dovik, so maybe one time you're mixing the pot or you're pouring out some of the pot, and either the Isser, which is Dovik to the Heter, came out of the Kedera for a minute, or was left in the Kedera when there's no Shishim. That piece was left together. Therefore, that piece became an Avela because it was left, it was the only piece that was left together with the Isser. And once it came to, comes to Isser, Mamela, once an Isser, always an Isser, becomes a Zechanan. Now, Lachur, the second Pshash is Lachur, a very vital Pshash. And the truth is that our tour earlier in Ayin Beis, when he brings down such a Pshash, he says, well, in here, Lama Nechish was there. Why do you have to be Chesh for such a thing? Let me have to kill these three. And L'chur, that's Pshat in the Taz Bayas. The Taz Bayas says the only time that we're choshish for this Pshash is only by Issa Daraisa, the Vaita Pshash. For Melo, the only time that we're choshish is only by Issa Daraisa, but Issa Darman HaChoshish, the Krivan says, Tavi Darban L'Kula. But the other Tad to be to Aser is because it's Mamar L'Vloya, L'chur, that's Tzai by Issa Daraisa, Tzai by Issa Darbanam. There should be, you should have to be choshish for either one of those times. Now, an interesting point, it's a very weird shash that we're choshish, that maybe one time the Isser together with the Heter came out of the Kedera, and therefore it asked that piece. But there are much bigger shashes, if you have exactly Shishim in the Kedera, maybe one of the other pieces came out. One of the 60 pieces came out for a second, and for that second, there wasn't Shishim inside, and then the entire Kedera was out there. And then once the next thing fell back inside, it's very too late, the entire Kedera is also out there. So the way the Chavetz Chaim Mazber in 9 Beis Hadi Test, he says that by Memar Livloya of that Chash of Holocaust, the Chash is that maybe Derech that Chaticha became is the means of transferring the Tam to the rest of the Kedera. When you have Chaticha's Heter, which is Dovah to the Isser, the Chilik of the Chaticha, which is Heter, becomes the means of transferring the Tam. All the Tam of the Isser goes through that Chaticha's Heter to the rest of the Kedera. So we know certainly that that piece
was muftik be'itzer at a certain time.
The rest of the gzera, we don't know if it was ever muftik be'itzer, so it could be that as soon as it came out of the feast, it was mispach for Shabbos and Tzara Kedera. There's no cheskas itzer on that Kedera, so there's no reason to be choishish that it became utter at any point. That's a cheskas hat. There's no reason to say that it became utter. There's no reason to say that one piece came and jumped out and the Tzara Kedera became utter. Mashiachin, that piece alone, you have to be choishish. That piece we know became Muslim, because we know that the Talmud is passing through the Heter to get to the rest of the Kedera. Mele, it has a Cheska sister. For come that has a Cheska sister, you have to know Vadai, that it lost its Cheska sister. And since you don't know Vadai, it lost its Cheska sister. Mele, it flies.
It's
not it does go all the way out if it's left in for long enough, but you don't know if it's left in for long enough. Since the Talmud is constantly going through, it's not like a Tifat Chalav, that once it fell in, that's the end. In the Chalami, that's Derech Iluchim, we don't say that it happens. But over here, you have a constant Derech Iluchim. So you don't ever know whether or not the Isser gave out all the time. If it gave out all the time, in the Chalami, it's Derech Iluchim, it went to the Resek there. We don't know if it gave out all the time. It's constantly giving time. Once it's constantly giving time, it's constantly receiving time and being Mispashed right there. In the Mela, at the time that you took it out of the Kedera, that you stopped it, you don't know if it gave out all the time that it was given. The shayla is this shash of Isser Davik, is this Davka if it's Davik b'mitziyat, or is it even if it's Davik, it has to be Davka Davik b'terlado, or let's say you sew it together, is that also considered as if it's Davik? It comes mashed together because it's from Shuman and it's stuck on even stark. Is that considered Isser Davik, or is that not considered Isser Davik? Or it's in a challenge, you have a lot of times, you have a piece of potato which is stuck to pieces of barley which is stuck to the potato. The potato becomes also, so the barley is also also, and that's the Dalvik, it comes Tanan. So the Chavazah says, he names Dalvik B'shutay, that's the only time that we say, it's the Dalvik, it's not if it's Dalvik B'tay Lodom. Masha'inkin, if it's not Dalvik B'tay Lodom, then we do not say, it's the Dalvik. However, Lechura, if the Chashash is, that maybe one time it came out of the Kedera, so then what's the difference whether or not it's Dalvik B'tay Lodom, it's not Dalvik B'tay Lodom. The time that it came out of the Kedera, then we have to be Chashash, then we give off time. Even though maybe it could be Mechalik, but once it came out of the Kedera, it has a din of Kli. And therefore we're not the entire thing. I'm saying if it's one Chaticha, so then maybe the Kli goes to the entire Kedera. It doesn't go from Chaticha to Chaticha, but it goes to one Chaticha. The truth is, the Prima Gondam says that whether or not you need it to be Davik B'tei Lodo is totally in the two times that we said before. If the reason is because it's Memayar Livoya, so then it's Davik B'tei Lodo. Then the Talmud goes through that piece. If not, it's not Davik B'tei Lodo, even if it's stuck on, the Talmud's not going to go specifically through there as opposed to the rest of the Gezeres. Mashiachin, if the Chashash is that it came out one time, then what's the difference between Davik B'tei Lodo or not? Really, he's mechalik between whether or not it's what the Talmud of Isser Davik is. What's the Nachim mean? And the Nachim mean to be Mashiach by Isser Darabanon. By Isser Darabanon, we're not choishish for the Talmud that maybe came out at one point. So we'd only have to be choishish for the other reason of the Mar Levoya, of the Mar Levoya. If it's not Davik B'tei Lodo, then you don't have to be choishish. However, the Chacham Soloveitchik seems to be machmir by all Yisurim, and he says that it does not have to be Davik B'tei Lodo. The Mashmoyis of the Taz is talking about this fish that has Isser inside of its head, or it has inside of its stomach, these cases of Isser Davik. The first, these cases are not Davik B'tei Lodo, the case of the worm, which is on the Inachan, is not Davik B'tei Lodo, and nevertheless we're Cheshish. Could be that we're talking about Cheshish out of Isser Daraisa, or not Cheshish out of Isser Abana. I was going for a question for the Svara Daraisa that maybe came out once. But in the Hanami, according to Prima Gondam, for common that it's not Davik B'tei Lodo, then if handling Isser Darabanan, you do not have to be Choshish, because we don't have the problem of Amar Livloya, which is the only Svara that we're Choshish for by Isser Darabanan. The Ramah continues, and he's Mechalik between Benegiyat Hanan, between Yovish B'Yovish and Lach B'Lach. Yeh Shemim D'Leya Min HaChadich HaNas Nevelim Nesar of Isser Lach B'Heter Lach. Lach B'Yovish, I'm sorry, Lach B'Lach. Some say that we do not say HaChadich HaNas Nevelim Nesar of Isser Lach B'Heter Lach. V'Ach Yach Nesar V'Kol B'Heter Acher. V'Ein Tzrichen Rak Shishim Neged Isser Shnofo. V'Yishlit Mir Chalzeh B'Shar Yisur L'Tzerich Hefzer Godel. Avaloi V'Basa B'Cholot. He says that there's a chilik between lach balach and lach which is nesar ben yomish. Lach balach, even though lach b'nesar ben yomish, we say chanan, and in yishishu connect nesar thing, even by hefta meruba, by shari surim. Nevertheless, by lach balach, he can be mechalik by shari surim, and say that there's a chilik between
Hefton Ruba, not Hefton Ruba. And Dafka, when there's not Hefton Ruba, we'll be Masmer, but Hefton Ruba will be Mekel. Now, the Mokum to be Mechalek Lacher between Lach, that's Nivlan Yomesh, and Lach Velach, is the Mordechai that we saw, that the Beis brought down. At least that's who the Taz and the Shach both bring down here. They bring down the Mekor for this Halacha, is the Taz and the Shach, is the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says a very interesting lashon that the Taz brings down part of it, the Shach brings down a different part of it, the Zayn went the wrong way, the Supreme God went that way. It seems a big mistake, is exactly what the Mordechai meant. Mordechai says, the Bechol Shari Thurim Nemer Hanan, nearly Lachriya. Is Machriya? Lamaisa. Bechol Shari Thurim Mitei Hanan. Not like you've been refrained. Miu Hain Dafi Bechaticha Atma Mitam Chashivu Tachaticho. There's a certain Chashivu Tachaticho, Mr. Nikur Mundalu, Nasus Nevela Venetsun Ravado. It's a dover which is nikr umumdo, and therefore we say chanan. What's the reason why? Because how could you mistarif any heter to it to revatal the isra abuluavo? Of a fika iteres kulo. Hashingim balach balach. That is not isra nikr venimdo, and it ain't kan chashiva. Therefore, mistarif etashini marishim leishach balamim chanan. He says two different reasons. First of all, you have chashiva. Yavish, lach going into yavish, you have chashiva. You don't have a davar chashiv. And another thing that he says is that by lach into yavish, it's not shayach for any heder afterwards to be mitzaref to this iser, as opposed to lach balach, it is shayach to be mitzaref one to the next. Now, it's clear in the Beit Yosef Lechera that the Beit Yosef understood that the ikar reason that he said is the second chelik. It's not telling the chashiv, it's telling whether or not you could get the bliyus out of the chatich or not. By Yavish, which is Balua from Esther, you cannot get Bliyas out. The Bliyas never come out totally. It's supposed to lach balach. The Bliyas could come out. Why? Because it brings down this Mordechai, and he says, the Svara Zu of the Mordechai, Kosvua Rajba. The Svara that the Mordechai brings down, the Rajba says the Svara, was, and it goes along and brings the Rajba that says, there's a chiluk between lach that's Mitzarev and Yavish, that over there it's not Shayach to get the Bliyas out, and lach balach, that it is Shayach to be Mitzarev the Bliyas. And that's the way the Prima Gadam learns clearly in the Mishpat. However, if you look at the Shach only brings down the first half of Mordechai, the part about the Chashivah. Daf Mishin is Arav Isser Lach Betri Lach Amrin Hanan Mitam Chashivah Ki Echatichas Isser Nikur Muvdal Nasas Avelo. That's it. It doesn't bring down any Chilak, the Chilak Hasheni, which according to Mitzis was the Ikr Tam, whether or not the Heter could be Nasarav afterwards. What's the Nafimino? Who cares what the reason is? The Nafkamina is, like Kimeger points out over here. There is a Nafkamina Lalacha. What happens if you take a piece of Isser which is Balua from Heter, and a Heter which is Balua from Isser? You have a piece of Heter which is Balua from Chazan. And now you go ahead and stick it in the blender. And you liquefy it, and it turns into a liquid. Do we say Chanan in such a case? Or we do not say Chanan in such a case. Is it considered Lach Balach? Is it considered Lach B'Yavish? Says Kimeger, it's a Nafkamina, it's either Rajba and the Mordechai. According to the Mordechai, the whole part is because it's a chaticha which is nikur abumdul b'pneyatmoy, therefore we say chanan. Meila doesn't make a difference that right now you liquefied it. It was already a nikur abumdul b'pneyatmoy, it already got a shem chanan. Once it has a shem chanan, always has a shem chanan. And therefore, you need shishim kineged the entire thing, even though it's in a liquid form. Mashenken, according to the Rashba, says of Kiveger, that holds that the whole reason that we say chanan, you need shishim kineged the entire thing, is because there's no way to be mis'arev of those bliyas that are inside of the chaticha. There's no way for them to be mis'arev with the rest of the heter which was put in afterwards. In such a case where you liquefied it, and now you turned it into a lach, and in the chanam, it could be mis'arev. We're not going to say chanam. You need shishim, connect the entire thing. You only need shishim, connect the ishtim. Clearly, Rukiv Yeager also learned, like the Shach, or like the Mizuik from the Shach, that there's a chilik between the Mordechai and the Rajma. And the Chur, that's much more, that's just the Tshuv also. Because the Tshuva brings down from the Nevi Yehuda that says that he clears what's going to be if you have Shuman which is dissolved and then and became Aser and then it got hardened, then it congealed. So we say Chanan now that it became congealed and it became a Iser Nikr Muldo with Neasli. Should we say Chanan? Of course, that only passes if you understand that that's the Ikr Nakud of the Mordechai. But if you understand the Mordechai like the Rajma, that the whole part of the Chashivas is. The nikkur muldu of neasma is that you can't, the bliyas will never be mitzaref afterwards, then as soon as you take this shuman and stick it to another kedera, it's going to dissolve and it'll be mitzaref with everything else. And the chanami, the fur, we're not going to say chanam, they should need shishim keneged entirety. Mice, it's mashma that Achrayin Marachosha said there is another time over here. And Zichron Kivega is clear that he's holding, and he doesn't mashma not that way, but the whole part of Kivega is Pesachulam, are mashma that there is a nafka mina between the Mordechai and the Rashba, which would mean that if a person had his chalons got a little bit of bleed to this family, and now he decided he's going to make, out of those potatoes, he's going to make potato kugel, stick them in the blender, liquefy it. Doesn't make a difference, it's already too late. The potato became chanan, you shish getting the entire potato, even though now the bleeds are nisar together with the rest of the thing. The chur you need shishim can neg the entire potato, not just can neg the ister, which is muvla in the. What's that? Not by Bas Bukhal. Bas Bukhal could be the last one also. By afternoon, yes. The chur is only by afternoon. The Ramah brings down the Ramah, this din of lach b'lach that is make of after meruba. The Taz says the mashal is also make of lach b'lach, but he's not master after meruba. What does mashal say? Mashal says that even though by lach b'lach we're make of that we don't say kanan, however by bishul, in such a case where you have lach mevushul together with other lach in a kanami, we're going to say Hanan, even by lach b'lach. Says the Taz, that to bring down this mashal, we see that it's chiluk on the Ramah. The Ramah says you need to have some ruba not to say Hanan. And he doesn't need to have some ruba. Even without have some ruba, the mashal says that we don't say Hanan by lach b'lach. Primo goes, this is machmiah. He says there's a bunch bigger machlokes which is going on over here. This machlokes is not just going to get to whether or not you need to have some ruba by lach b'lach. This machlokes is going to get to whether or not bishul is there's any difference between whether you're mavach and lach b'lach or not. According to the Marshal, if you're Mavash Lach Balach, Mashmoit is that we say Hanan, even if there is a Hefsim Ruba, it's not Machal Bapal. Mashaik, and according to the Ramah, there's no Chal between if you're Mavash Lach and if you're not Mavash Lach. Even if you are Mavash Lach, if it's a Hefsim Ruba, we're Mekel. If it's no Hefsim Ruba, we're Machmir. Kumtai says a much bigger Machlaikis. There's another Machlaikis, the Chal Pachas, between the Marshal and the Ramah, as to whether or not Bishul is there's any difference if you're Mavash Lach Balach or not. And he's Masber, and with the big Nafkamina la. And that is, where's the Mashal? Where's the Makar for the Mashal? Which is the go between whether or not you're Mavashal or not. The Makar is from the Ram. The Ram says the only time that we say Hanan is that the Dumi the Basu Makhala. If you be the Basu Makhala, then you need to actually be Darak Bishal. Anything which is not Darak Bishal, we do not say Hanan. The Melo says the Mashal, Balak Balak, if it's not Darak Bishal, then we don't say Hanan. If it is Darak Bishal, we do say Hanan. That's all it has to move, and not has to move. Mashain Kain, the Ramah holds that the Makar is the Rajba, with nothing to do with Derek Bishul or not. The Makar is the Rajba. The Rajba says that only by Basar together, a Chaticha, which is Nivla from Balak, that's when we take Hanan. Mashain Kain Balak Balak, we don't take Hanan. The Ramah, the Chaticha, was Machmir because of the season brought down as far that says that Lach Balak maybe is more Chomer because it's the Sarav and the Gansa Chaticha. So the Chaticha is Machmir. But with the Evan, he holds any time, like the Tzaris, like he says in Tzaris Nafas, any time that I'm Miko, that's the Ruba, that's the way that I hold Miko Dezino. Miko Dezino holds like the Rajbo, that there's a chili between Lach and the Yavish and Lach and the Lach. Mela Balach Balach, that's the Ruba or Miko. Mashing, it doesn't make a difference whether or not there's Bishul, there's no Bishul. Mashing, according to the Ram, it's telling whether or not there's a Bishul. And the Mela, Mashal falls like the Ram, it's telling whether or not there's a Bishul. Kum Tei, if we pass him like the Ramah, which is Pasha Tawi Paskin, then we do not hold like the Ram, which means that even if it's something is not us there of Bishul, nevertheless we're going to say Hanan, which has big nothing means when it gets to Malicha, when it gets to Kvisha, when it gets to things that are not us there of Bishul, nevertheless the Chura we're going to say Hanan because it's not out of Zumi the Bas, it's not the reason why we answer Hanan is not only out less of the Bas of Mechala that it should be Dr. there of Bishul, even if it's not there of Bishul the Chura we're going to say Hanan. It's interesting to note that the Goyim did not learn the Ramah this way. The Goyim brings down the Ram, and he says, "Upasak harav kamoyu behefsed gadol." He brings down the Ram. Av laran hikshal torah zu, amay motor chalav nevela. The Echriya, the Babasa Bukhala, every minute there is a Hanan, Rafidu Balach Balach, Aval Bashari Tzur Me'ina Elamid Yivrayim, Upasakarav Kamoyo Behesed Godom.
the Gurion understood that the Ramah is learning like the Ram, that by Lach Balach, Lachur, and not Derech Bishul, that he could be Megal, because like the Ram, since it's not Derech Bishul, so therefore it's going to be Mutter. However, that's not the way that people got to learn, certainly, and so the Shem needs to work with, that's the way that we pass like the Ramah, like the people got to learn, that this is nothing to do with Derech Bishul or not Derech Bishul. We do not hold like the Ram, that it has to be Dafka Derech Bishul to say Hanan. Even if it's not Derech Bishul, we're still going to say Hanan. Gmela, what's going to be by Malicha? By Malicha Lachara also it's not Derech Bishul. Nevertheless, we're going to say Hanan. Like the Shach brings down over here. Ulainini Yavina Hanan by Malicha, possible Terez Chatzis. Dafka Nahaginim Lashara Kol Malicha Lishishim. We come up and keep it out of the place, keep it safe from the Kol Malicha and Terez Raka de Klippa. Yislahati Lathera Hespen Rodham. Ulainini Vidar Bechashim. Ulainini Vidar Bechashim. That Mika the Dina, we're going to say, Batam, we're going to say Hanan, even by Malicha. However, since Malicha has another Svara to be Mekel, that maybe Malicha doesn't answer Shishim Bechlal in the first place, you don't need Shishim Kenegin Malicha, it only asks you Deklipo, therefore we're not going to be Machmer by Malicha. But Be'etem, we would be Machmer by Malicha because it's not Derech, even though it's not Derech Bishul. And the same thing with Kharbek Misha. Once again, this is going to be telling the Machlaikas like we said before, and the Pri Chodesh says that we never say Hanan by Yisuri Derabana. And Kvisha by Vatam Chavos only Yasser Ben Derabana, and Malicha by Vatam Chavos only Yasser Ben Derabana. However, Malicha may not be. Malicha is a little different. Malicha is also on, so they're not going to be also there. So if you hold that by Derabban, we don't say Hanan. Also over here, we're not going to say Hanan. However, Derabban holds, Sai by Derabban, we say Hanan. Sai, if it's not Derabban, we say Hanan. Even by Yisra Derabban. And therefore, in all these cases where in a Hanan, you're going to say Hanan. The last Nakud over here in Sif Dalet is this Machlek between the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef. Pshat and Teisus. Teisus says that we did not say Hanan Agdi Yisra Mashu. Nihi dihi gufa mitzvah Rebbe Holshu Mikomokum layavini shetiyotin nevei lulafri kol achiris kimi shiyatum lenetra ala bakol dimu. A Mashu cannot make a Hanan which is going to after the rest of the Chatzichai. What Pshat? Says the Taz. Pshat is that Trei Mashu layaminun. We don't say two mashus. We don't say that something is going to become asr al mashu, and then in turn is going to asr everything else al din of mashu. And Ramele says that this is a rule that applies in all Yisurim. Certainly, if it applies according to Yehuda, who holds that mashu asr is araisa, certainly in cases that only asr is arabanan, like Chametz Pesach, which mashu is only asr is arabanan, we're also only going to say one mashu asr is, but three mashu lo yamina. Ramele. Machadish that even by Chometz Pesach, if you have a taruvah of Chometz Pesach, and then a mashu from that taruvah goes into another taruvah, then if you take out the iser, then even though you have bleed of that iser in the next taruvah, nevertheless, that's tree mashu layaminun, and we do not answer. The mashmos is that even though tree mashu layam, nevertheless, you still, if it falls, that's only if it falls into minoy, and then it falls once again into minoy. Or it falls into, let's say, chomitza pesach, it's asus saiba mini saiba sheini mini. Well, the apachas, there's a din that piece becomes usr, that you need shishim kenegati. You're right, tree mashu layam minoy, but that piece itself becomes usr. It's a kesef, people got them, everybody's chirlik, they say, if you don't say hanan, then lechori, you should only need shishim kenegati isr, you shouldn't need kenegati tahar chaticha. Mashmoyis of the Ramah, certainly if you learn that the Pshat is, then a Mashu like the Kivei Eger learns, like the Prima Gadol learns in the Taz, that Kivei Eger learns in Taisis and Rebbeinu Tam, that a Mashu cannot come out of the Chaticho, and therefore can't answer Viter, so then certainly there should be no difference between Trei Mashu and a Mashu making a Hanan that it should need the whole Bach HaShishu. If it doesn't need a, doesn't, if it doesn't answer, if this piece, which is also because of a mashu, doesn't answer another taribis with mashu, it's also because the mashu does not come out of that chaticha, then it's also not going to be master chishim kenegin the tari chaticha, because since the mashu doesn't come out, in an esri yokalasu yisum reisu, it's not going to be any different. Mashayikin, if you understand that the word of shri mashu leyamina means that a chaticha doesn't have a chashivus,
something which is only asr because of a mashu doesn't have a chashiva to asr vayter b'koyach of a mashu, it's two vayter, like trei miyuta. Miyuta to miyuta, we're not choishim for such a small thing. Then kenzan, you can be mechalak between whether or not it's trei mashu, or whether or not it's a mashu making chana, which is going to asr in the amount of shishu. You're right, a mashu can be asr something to make another mashu, to asr b'mashu, but it can asr the whole vachas, is you need shishu, can I get it? That's the shita satan. The shach, on the other hand, says, no. That's not Pshan Rabbeinu Tam. Pshan Rabbeinu Tam is like Alderach Taran. Koyach Achar Ma'urav Gun. What does that mean? That means that this mashu, which went into another, this Isser, that was Mizbashit, and every piece of the Tariq has got a mashu of Isser. Since you don't say Hanan, that means you have a piece of Heter, which has a mashu of Isser inside of this piece of Heter. That means you have Isser and Heter, Ma'urav Zebazah. You have a Chaticha, which is Heter and Isser. It's a Chaticha, which is Ma'urav. This chaticha, which is muruv, when it falls into another taravis of heter, so it's considered min b'she'ine minoi of the heter. Why? Because the heter is pure. The chaticha is pure. It's pure, unadulterated heter. There's no taravis whatsoever. The lashon of the shach is the oita mashu muruv. The chaticha is any muruvim. Im kein ein min zedim lechaveri. It has a din of min b'she'ine minoi. This chaticha, which falls into another taravis of heter, has a din of min b'she'ine minei, because this chaticha is mu'uriv, and the chatichas that it fell into are not mu'uriv. What does it mean it's not mu'uriv? It's straight heter, it's not mu'uriv, isser and heter together. This has a din of min b'she'ine minei. And the only time that Yehuda says that a mashu asr is dafka by min b'minei, not by min b'she'ine minei. So Rabbeinu Tam said in Tesis that we don't say a mashu asr to make another mashu. That was only when it's a min b'minoi twice. When you're asring the minoi b'mashu, and that's going to fall into minoi to asr b'mashu. There we don't say it. Because it doesn't have a din of min b'minoi, it has a din of min b'shein b'minoi. Because the chatichas heter, which is muvla from iser, is nechshav einei minoi, is nechshav a tarevis of heter and iser together, which is nechshav einei minoi together with the heter. Now, some of the words that he says, this is Pshan Rabbeinu Tam, Lechera, his place is ready more, that the Ran brought down the other Terusim of the Rishonim. He says, the other Rishonim trying to answer it, Beloy Nehira, and he gives down his own Terusim. Clearly that he's showing Kamala Fugir Rabbeinu Tam. But even that, it's Mechlar, Lechera, Tikr Chazim, and a Sefer, if that's Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, Lechera should have said something like the Lashon of the Ran. The Mashmoit is that it's a different Pshat. But Noniyah said it is Pshan Rabbeinu Tam, like the Shach said. What's the pshat in this before? Where do we ever find that Isser and Heter is what defines Min B'mina? Min B'mina is always, if it has the same shame, it has the same tam, where does Isser and Heter machriya whether or not it has the din of Min B'mina? So we did see such a motif like this in the Ran and Nedarim. The Ran and Nedarim says that the Machlokes between Yehuda and the Rabbanan is, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Dam Seir, is considered Min B'minoi, because he goes butter the Dimyun Ha'atmi, the Messiah, does it look the same? It looks the same as the Dinner Mimimini. As opposed to the Rabbanan, they go bust the Halacha. Is it Heter and Isser? Heter and Isser is considered Mimishayin Mimini. It's not considered Mimimini. So we see such a mutzik that Isser and Heter is considered Mimishayin Mimini. The only problem is that was in the Rabbanan, not in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Lehezi did not go bust the Isser and Heter, and we're saying, trying to save Shan Rabbi Yehuda. That's the first thing. And the second thing, which people don't remember, is that here Isser and Heter is not considered Mimishayin Mimini. Isser, straight Isser into straight Heter is considered Mimimina, because they're both pure. They're both pure Isser or pure Heter. It's only when you get one piece which starts being Muruv, Heter and Isser together, then you have a problem that Isser and the Heter Muruv is considered Mimishani Mina in the other Chatichah. V'doichik, v'kaloshin prima gadam, why this should be considered Mimishani Mina. La'alach la'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, the Simon Tov Samach Zayin, the Tov Samach Zayin, the Sharatim there, he is Machmer, for Trey Mashu by Chometz B'Pesach. The Nafkamina, the big Nafkamina between the Shach and the Tag is going to get to a Chometz B'Pesach. If you have a Tarevis of Lamashu, you have a Tarevis of one kernel of wheat was found in a huge pot of Chalmers. There's 1,000 times the kernel of wheat. The entire Chalmers is up there. Now you had stirred this Chalmers with a spoon. Now you take this spoon, which now has bleeds from this Chalmers, and you stir another pot, the roast, which is for Yontif. The entire thing is up there. Even though you took out the spoon and all you have is bleeds that are left, nevertheless the bleeds which the Taz says in such a case where all you have is juice left, we're not going to say Tremashu Vayaminim. Nevertheless, says the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Brura, or Machmer, we ask for the first pot and we ask for the second pot because Tremashu Aminun, a mashu could make another mashu. It's only by Mimimina we don't say it, but by something which is going to answer even by Mimimashayna Mina, like Chametz Pesach, there we do say Tremashu, and therefore the Tzara Kedera is going to be a Seth Simin Salibin. Simin Kuvov, the basis of what we hear Paskins, this is the way the Mechaber Paskins, is that even though we say Hanan only by Basar B'Chalav and not by Shari Surim, nevertheless, that Chatich which became Aser, says the Mechaber, always blives Aser. Even though we don't say Hanan, you don't see Shkinag in the entire piece. Nevertheless, that Chatich blives Aser. The Shaili is, why does it blive Aser? If, so, there's really two times that are given in the Rajba. The Rajba in one place says because the Tam never fully goes out. That's the reason for the Nenetam and Sakhar as far as the right, so since there's always still Tam inside. However, it says, basically, if that's the reason why, then you should be able to give it to Tefillah. And the Maya must be that, you found that days up to Rajman Shuvo, you call it to Ramban, that, no, there's not going to be no Tam left, but there's a little Mashu which never came out. Since there's a Mashu which never came out, therefore the Chatech always lies, it's it. The challenge is, why should it lie Bister? This Mashu had a gone in Lech Atchila, it wouldn't have answered. So how come now, after it already came Aser, if that's all which is left, it still remains Aser? If it can't be Gerer Mister, so why is it Meneh from becoming Keter? The Prima Gadim brings down a Shach, who says, we call upon by Bas. I don't know if it's applied by Shari. Chazanish says the time, he says, Asfar, he says, Batsinu harbi pavim, chilotay b'inin shir, b'shiyorav chashvinun b'mashu, then he says, avoidomi lacha kokach. He says, sometimes you find that, l'chatkhil you need a certain shir to answer something, or for a certain thing you need a shir. When I'm shaking afterwards, then even if you don't have the shir, it's still gonna remain with the same din. I didn't see a mushel. Mushel, though, is Mosi Beis Hashem, Daf Kuvav in Chulin. When you get to the Tzil Sidayim, if you want to wash just one hand, then your cup has to have a reviz inside of it. Not that it just holds a reviz, the cup has to have a reviz inside of it. Mashenkin, if you want to wash both of your hands, so the cup only has to start off with a reviz, but after you wash your first hand, even though there's no reviz in the cup anymore, nevertheless, you're allowed to wash your second hand. Either way, you're only washing one hand. What's the difference if you're starting off, you just want to wash one hand, or you want to wash both of your hands, and now you're holding by the second hand? How come when you're holding by the second hand, there you don't need your reviz anymore? The Gemara says, the bo mishirai tayra. You're coming from a shir. Once you're coming from the shir, it has the chashivus, and it always remains with that shir. Even though the chatchila, if you wanted to wash one hand, you wouldn't be able to use such a shir. Since you came from a shir, the mamela, it retains the din of the shir, even though right now you don't have the shir. Al darav, that sounds like the chazan is trying to say. L'chatkhila, you're right, it asers, if you wanted to answer the chatkhila, you need to have it in the seat of time. And if you just had a mashu, you wouldn't answer. But once it became nasar, then it's never going to go back, it's never going to revert to its heter, unless the heter comes out totally. And since it doesn't, therefore it always lies, isn't. Now, according to this mechaber, l'chir is the big aro, which was this was speaking to Ben Naftali and Rav Maksim Shlita, that l'chir, the mechaber was Tayser when he said in Simen Talitet. We have a din in Simen Talitet. Simen Talitet. Sif Teh. That says, Yisur Mevatlan Zezeh. You can have Dam and Chilif after each other. How do you have such a case? You have 29 Zaysim of macaroni, and one Zayas of Chola falls inside. And you have 30 Zaysim of macaroni, and one Zayas of Chela falls inside. And then those two, your Ma'ar, both of those Kedirs together, you have a total of 59 Zaysim Heter, and two Zaysim of Isser. The two Zaysim are Mavatal each other, Kilo as if there's Shishim Keneged each one of them, and everything is Muslim. Says the Taz and the Shach on that din, that's only like the Mechaber that says we don't say Chanan B'Shari Tzurim. But according to us, we say Chanan B'Shari Tzurim, already answered the entire, all the macaroni before is the Tzara. The Dam went into the 30, into the 29, the Chel went into the 30, everything became us, so what's going to happen? You'll be married afterwards. The Shaila is, and thanks for Rav Moshe Gold, was murdered.
that it's the Imri Barach, for example, the Yamsha Shloimeh, who asked this kasha, that Shaili is that if Machaber Lishitasin, Machaber holds, even if we don't take Hanan Bishari Tzurim, but the Tzara Chaticha remains Isser. So what's it going to help you then, Ma'ariv, your 29 Zaytim full of Dam, together with your 30 Zaytim of Chaylev, and now you have 60 Zaytim. But all the Zaytim have to remain Isser. The entire Tzarev is still going to remain Isser. In Loi, then it's Lach Balach, says the Yamsha Shloimeh. Unless we're talking about Lach Balach, which is very tough in the Machaber, to say such a thing, he's not, and Mashmoy certainly is a friend of his, he's not learned that way, because the Shach says we can make it. I don't have a good answer for this. However, interesting Nikuda, which might shed a little bit of light, is sometimes that we have a theory between Simon Tzadi Beis and Simon Kovav, like we just saw. Simon Tzadi Beis, the Machaber says that Chatichah is Chizeret Vatir. In Simon Tzadi Kovav, he says that Chatichah is not Chizeret Vatir, a theorem. So the truth is, if you look at the Gemara says, yeah, in Simon Tzadi Beis, he was Nigrar Basar Lashon Atur. He's Nigrar Basar Atur, but he doesn't pass away, he passed away to Rajman. Now, where's the Makar for the Zin Simon Tzadi Ches that he's Surah Mavatam says there? The Makar for the Zin is like we saw in the Beis Yosef in Simon Tzadi Beis, he brings down this Rush, the Rush in truth. This was the Beis Yosef's Raya that the Rush holds, that we don't say Hanan Bishari Surah. From this Rush in Tshuva, that he says, that you're allowed to be Ma'ar of both of the 29 Zaytim and the 30 Zaytim, and it doesn't ask the entire thing, it must be that we don't say Hanan Bishari Surah. Kumta says, the Makar for the sin is the Rush. So the Rush of Shita is, Lachar, the Tur, holds that, like we saw in Simon Tzadi Beis, that the Chatich Chazer Tzatera, that's like his father, the Rush, that holds. There's a Chadich Chazer Tzatera, that's Simon Tzadi Beis and Simon Tzadi Ches, it's the Torah and the Rush. Mashing is Simon Kuvok, it's the Rajma. So even though everybody holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim at the end of the day, that we don't say Hanan Bishari Tzurim, the Shaila is, we don't say Hanan Bishari Tzurim. But does that Isser, that Chadich remain utter? That's the Machlech between the Rush and the Rajma. In Tzadi Ches, the Machaber brings down the Rush that holds that we do not say the Chadich remains Isser, and that's how he goes to Tzadi Beis like the Tzur. Mashing is Kuvok, he's passing it. This is the way the Ephraim say, he passes the Maestro like the Rajma. That that Chaticha always lies is true. So Tzadik says, L'chor would come out like this, except for Lach V'lach, Tzadik says, would not be L'alocha. Unless, the Mustik is L'alocha, that Yisur Rav Atzah says that. Maybe if you have 59 Zaytim of Heter together, and Dam and Chelu fell in together, then in the Chanami, Yisur Rav Atzah says that. But the case of Laman and Chavtes, then the Chanami would not be L'alocha, according to Kufal. According to what the Yamsha Shem is saying. Sif Beis, the halacha of, if you have a chaticha, which is chelev, dovuk together with a chaticha tether. That's inside of a kedera. The halacha is, says the Machaber, that you should wait till the kedera is cooled off, and then take it out. Why? Because if you're going to take it out right away, you're going to answer that piece, which is dovuk to the chelev. Right now it's inside the Kedera, so there's this bash that's a belief to the entire thing. Mashenkin, if you're going to take it out, then it's considered a Dover Gush. It's still going to be considered a Dover Gush, which is not in a Klisheni. It has the craft to give off belief when you pull it out in the air. And it's going to ask for the piece which is next to it, and it's going to, and if you leave it in, it'll be after. So wait till it pulls off, and then you'll be able to take out that piece, cut off the Chelev, and eat the rest of it. Now, this halacha was said with regard to Isser Dovah, but l'chor this applies to any time that a person has a service of Isser. A piece of Isser falls in the person's chalent. Whatever it was that fell into a piece of a person's chalent. Any time that he has a tarevet of Yovish, a chatichas Isser falls into his chalent, then he always has to wait till the chalent cools off, and then he can take out the Isser. If the Ramot says you don't have to do that, you can pull it out right away, because that chaticha which is Dovah was already Isser, you're not going to gain by leaving it inside. However, if it's not Isser, then even the Ramad masking that Esem Din, any time that Isser falls into a person's tether, he has to wait till the challenge cools down to be able to pull it out. What's that? What are you afraid of? So we're afraid of that you might take out some of the tether, and you're not going to be left with Shishim. If you're going to take out the Isser, you see where the Isser is, and if you just take out that Isser, then in the Hanami, the Chur, it shouldn't be a problem. But to take out tether first, that you would not be able to do, because you might be left. If you're going to take on anything else, you might be left with the Isser inside, and you're not going to have Shishim. Can I get the Isser? Now, let's say you have Yeshiva's Shalom Pot. which has 10,000 times whatever Isser fell inside. Can you also not take it out? You make sure. You'll take out a spoonful. You make sure that there's no Isser inside. And you pull it out. Is that a problem or not? The Pritar says, he says that even if you have more than Shishim Zecher or Gezer, also a case where you might not have Shishim, Tamela, in every case you have to be wait till it cools off. Where did this Gezer come from? I don't know where it came from, but I found an interesting Ma'ar Mokim that the Baal Dei Shochem says brings down a Chedushi Birun in Lidom that when it gets to a different Gezer, and he says it wasn't said with regard to this, but it's a good insight to know. Don't wonder where we find that Chazal were going to be get to this thing. Anytime it's mistaver that they were gezer, then it's, you don't need a kabbalah that they were gezer. The pasuk says, yeah, this is in a chami. It's a mistaver that they were gezer, kilo as if there's isser. And the key that there's a gezer there. But mela, anytime a chatichas isser falls inside, you can't even take out the heter because you're going to be choshes that maybe the isser is going to stay inside with less than shishim, not the entire pot. That's only by a chatichah which falls inside. If it's a lot that falls inside, the meal is the tzarek in the area. Really, you're allowed to take out anything. You don't have to wait until it's going to cool down, because if it's bashed in the tzarek in the area, you're not going to have, as long as you have shishim inside, then the meal is, you're never going to have a case where you're taking out heter and it's going to leave you with less than shishim connected after, because if it's bashed in the tzarek, it's an entire thing. The Ramah, like you said, it's chaylik. He says, "V'chima the kamal and chaticha nas nevela. Meisar chaticha asur mishom mashar mutter. You can take out the chaticha, and it's going to be, and the rest is mutter." Now, lachur pashas only means to say is that you don't have to leave it inside. You don't have to wait till it cools off. You're not going to gain anything because the chaticha already became mutter. However, look at the shas. The shas says, "Im kein lo yarichenu v'chima mikedir." Don't leave it inside. Shas says, "Why not leave it inside?" Says the Prima Gadol in Bichodesh, don't leave it inside because Ke'ein Mavach Letzach Apchil. The mind of this year is constantly giving off time. So even though you have Shishim connected it, but it's constantly giving off time, Mamela Skilas Yubim Mavach Letzach Apchil. According to the Mechaber, says the Prima Gadol, it's better to leave it inside and have the Bittel Letzach Apchil that you shouldn't ask for this piece. Mechal, it's not really Mavach Letzach Apchil because you didn't do it with Gavana and it happened by itself. The Gavana is not Mavach, therefore it's not considered Be'etzem Mavach Letzach Apchil, but nevertheless we see Azam Mutzik that even though your kavana is not, it's happening by itself. But a constant bitul is lechatchila should not happen. You should do whatever you could that you shouldn't have to come on to a mevatel is lechatchila. There's an interesting levush here, the shakim matayim levush. The divrei levush, but says that in the mechuvanim ayin sham. The Prima Gadol brings down, what does the levush say? The levush says, not like the Ramah. The Ramah says you could take it out when it's hot. And the shak learns to mean that you should take it out. So the Rosh says, no, don't take it out on top. Why? Because if you're going to take it out with this spoon, you're going to ask for this spoon. So therefore, wait till it cools down, and then take it out. So the Rosh, the Shach of Chalik, says, the Maitre Ramos is not that way. However, the Etzem Din, the Prima Gadol is masking too, and he says you shouldn't take it out with a spoon, take it out with a toothpick. Stab with a toothpick, or a plastic spoon, something. Don't use a regular spoon. Shach says, why not? Why can't you use a regular spoon? Use a regular spoon, and then do agala. What's the big deal? The son of Baal Dei Shochem wanted to say, no, an interesting thing to say, he wanted to say, the Kenzer Levush holds that you're not allowed to be matrif a kli al dat to do hagala, the same thing that we find, you're not allowed to put heter, which is yavish, that needs hadacha. You're not allowed to put it into a, if it would touch iser, it would need hadacha. It's not like a piece of bread, it's like a piece of iser, a piece of meat, cheese. Cheese into a meat pot. You're not supposed to put cheese in the meat pot. Maybe you're going to forget. What's the problem? All you have to do is wash it off before you use it. You might forget to wash it off. So do over here, to be matrif something, you might forget to do agal. The chachil, one should not be matrif it, lest you forget to do agal. The last liquid over here is, what pshat is this drama? Ramah says, the fi'os that holds of kamalot chaticha nasna ve'ilo, meitra chaticha asura misham vashar mutter. Now, lachar, this has nothing to do with chaticha nas nevela, this has to do with Isser Davik. Since we hold Isser Davik, and therefore that chaticha became Aser, therefore there's no reason to leave it inside. So, the Prima Gadol is very mar, Tavkasha, Lashon HaRav Tavkasha, Teich Toli Zeh B'Chanan, Lo Yav Lele Memra, La Isser Davik, Du Eker, Eker Nekud Dezavir Isser Davik, nothing to do with Chanan.
The Mashmaya says the why Yehuda says, he says what he means to say, Lafi my the Kamala Khatiha Nas Navela, Lafi that which we paskin that by Sir Dovik the Khatiha is Nas Navela, that piece is Nas Navela, then there's no reason to leave it inside, you might as well take it out now. The Shah is the why is this the Dovik only Lafi the Madhav of the whole Khanan? According to Muhammad, it says we don't say Khanan. Why don't we hold the Yisr Dovik? Because the svaras that we said by Yisr Dovik were svaras that either it came out of the pot at one time and it got bleeds from the thing, it was Nesar, and therefore once it was Nesar, it's always Zasar. Or that it's Mamar Levoya, it always gets bleeds, and therefore it turns Khanan, and it always stays Zasar. The only difference between whether or not you say Khanan or you don't say Khanan is whether or not the entire piece is Zasar, or the entire piece is not Zasar. But that piece itself, you're now allowed to eat it. You might not need shishim, even if you don't say chanan, so you don't need shishim connected to the piece which is dovek. Well, the chur of the svar would say that once that piece was nesar, it's never about pasim, it's machab pasim, here it's mukavok. That piece always remains nesar. So the chur has nothing to do with whether or not you say chanan or you don't say chanan. It happens to be that the machaber does not say chanan and it does not say it's a dovek. So the chur is a reason to say that these two things are totally zavuzah. That's Simi Kuvot. Anybody that would like to stay for Simi Kuv Zayin and have a dhamma for 3 minutes, good. Anybody that would like to leave, please feel free. Just a basic 3 minutes. In Simon Kuv Zayin, there's a halacha brought down by the Smag of somebody that had cooked together many fish. And says the Smag, anytime that you cook a lot of fish together, you should wait till the pot cools down before you pour out the fish. Why? Because you might pour out the fish and be left with, you might find at the end of the day, a lot of times you go fishing, so all the fish come together, and you're left with one swordfish together with all your goldfish. But mainly you might be left, if while you're pouring out, you might be left at one point with a dog tummy less than shishim of the dogim tarim, and you're going to after all those dogim, and then those dogim are going to turn, fall into the rest of the kedera, and after the rest of the fish. The Torah brings down chokim that say not that way. They say we don't have to be afraid of such a thing. One of two reasons. Either because, okay, two reasons why I might be missing. Now, just to get, what is the exact case that we're choshish for? There's a machlokes between the Beisaitiv and the Tereskatav, and the Shach and the Tav, and the Bach. The Beisaitiv and the Tereskatav say that the case is, we're scared that you're going to pour off some water together with fish from the pot into your plate. You're going to pour off one, and then you're going to stop for a second and pour off again, and more fish are going to go together with water. And before you poured the second time, whatever was left in the machbas, in the kedera, became usr, and now you're going to usr everything by pouring on a second time. The Shach and the Taz, they all say that cannot be the case, because if that's the case, no one would say that it's mutter. If you have liquid left in the pot, and then the liquid causes a spotless of bleeds everywhere, no one's going to say that it's mutter, because the liquid is coming together with the fish from the pot into the kara. Zikr is going to cause the spash of the bleeds to the entire kara, and everything is going to be off. So it can't be that that's the case. What's the case? The case is where Feshish, that you're pouring off all the water from the pot onto the sidewalk. You're pouring it out of the pot. But as you're pouring it out of the pot, it could be when you're tilting the pot, there is going to be a point where not the water is slowly going down, and there's going to be, at the beginning, you have plenty of water. So there's shishim keneged any dag which might dag coming which be inside. Masha'inkin, as you're pouring the water out, there's going to be a point where you're going to have less than shishim in the water keneged the dag coming, and it's going to after whatever is inside all the rest of the fish that are together in that amount of water. And when you stand the pot upright, then all the zagmated water left, and all the fish are going to after each other. And there's the shash. The oishim say that fish could after even if there's no liquid. Bliyas can leave a chaticha. Bliyas yaitz mi chaticha le chaticha b'leiraitiv. And the Matirim say no, Bliyas cannot go out without raitiv. let's just to get the source of the Shemaitah of exactly what's happening before it. There's two different cases Baklal of there's two different ways to understand Baklal what the Surah is talking about. Now, you should just bear in mind, Lakhura, the Oitzim that Aser, Lakhura, it only makes sense if they Aser, if you say Hanan. Now, the Tur and the Machaber don't hold in Hanan. The Shaila is, how are they going to Aser? Unless you're going to say, I'll be the Yisrael that we said in Simen Kuvav, the Machaber holds that all those Chasichas remain Iser, then there might be some Mahalach of understanding it. And I wish you much Aswafa on Shachar. I'm not going to do that.